you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
my last meal would be a chicken nugget with a Big Mac.
Where's the lie? There's no lie.
You can go. Bye.
Can you read in between the lines?
No. Tonight is our birthday blowout for Nina.
Baby doll, I gotta wish you a happy birthday. I'm gonna wash your hair with mayonnaise, okay?
Oh my God!
Lied into bed with us starting right now. Tonight is our birthday blowout for Nina.
Yay!
Very exciting. It's going to be a great
episode.
Yeah, we have champagne, which is crazy.
You can't have
it. I can't have it.
Why do you guys get hair sparkling? Just smell it.
Okay, so your big day is tomorrow, but are you insane? We haven't even
chosen. Did you drink it?
Are you kidding?
No. I didn't
drink. Are you crazy?
I was checking.
We are doing a toast for Nina's
because if it was poisonous, I don't want you guys to get in trouble. I don't trust this crew.
Well, anyway, back to the cheers. Nina, cheers to you. Happy, happy birthday
cheers!
Tomorrow. Happy weekend.
Cheers.
And you are can't take you anywhere.
I can't believe
I'm going to have one sippy. I shouldn't.
Girl, please don't. Oh, this is good.
Oh, I love that you drank the whole
glass. What is going on with you today?
It's my birthday, baby.
Is he okay?
Do you want mine?
Here.
No, I can't.
What? Yeah, oh, yeah. Morgan's.
And also, please highlight insane. That he couldn't wait. All right.
Are you gonna, Hunter?
Hold on.
No.
Relax. We don't need you on
you know that what's
much
gonna
of a
happen.
Tip.
It's yes. gonna be you and I doing the whole damn show. His pants are gonna be off, and somebody's gonna have to escort him. So, all right, okay. Nina, since it's your birthday weekend, we are starting off with your girl Gwyneth. Was not my idea, but they apparently thought it was good. She knows the key to a good night's sleep, and it's not a Goop vibrator. Her secret is going to bed at 8:30 every night and sleeping naked. She says Brad and I are big cuddlers. Lots of skin
to
skin. Her husband.
Oh, his name is Brad?
Brad Falchuk.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
What do you guys think about this? First of all, what are your sleeping arrangements? Are we sleeping in clothes? Are we sleeping in the nude?
I sleep full nude. I think we
do
all.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know, you're
that's
not
good
afraid.
Acting.
You're not afraid of like a little bug or spider just going in that thing?
You know what? I don't think a little bug or spider would see my boxers and go, how the f*** am I going to get in there?
But that's not a new...
If they can fit into my butt...
Oh.
It's just a barrier. I like to sleep nude, but I do always try to keep, like, underwear on.
I'm with you. I will do full nude.
Yes.
Which is, like, weird right now, but full nude with underwear.
That's not, yes.
not full nude. So, basically, nude with underwear.
Nude with underwear.
I'm sorry that we're not following your protocol.
Oh, yeah.
You drank the champagne
too early. I'm nervous. There's, like, I have this fear that there's going to be a little bug that wants to just crawl. I just have, like, a...
Well, we do eat spiders in our sleep, at least 8.
Oh!
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's a myth.
No, who's lying, you or me?
They did a study. Basically, spiders, the one thing they don't like is moving air, so they stay away from your nose and mouth.
I know.
They go in your ears, though.
They could go in your ears and get into your brain.
Then you're...
For sure, and then you're Spider-Man.
Well, if there's anybody on this set that'll be Spider-Man, it's gonna be you.
Yeah.
Very similar body to 16-year-old Peter Parker.
Oh, my God. Okay, so not to get too morbid, but what would be your last meal if you were on death row? Do you guys know? Adele just shared her answer to British Vogue.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my 3-course. I eat at least once a week.
I love her.
Where's the lie? There's no lie. That would be my, I would do, but they've been advertising for McDonald's a lot lately. They have a new McChicken and a spicy McChicken, which I can't wait. But I don't want the pickles. Anyway, that would be my last meal. I would do 10-piece chicken McNuggets, sweet and sour sauce, large fries, and a Coke.
Oh, you've thought about this.
By the way, it's just, it's my only last meal for anything. Like, yeah, before I have give birth, anything that I can have a last meal for, I'm having McDonald's. What would be your last meal?
I really love lobster. Yeah. So I would probably have like you can have whatever you want. So I'd probably do a little lobster. I want that Benihana.
Okay.
Chicken rice.
Whoa, oh, I'm hungry now.
With a little shrimp cut up in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No and veggies.
They, and then they flick
just
it
just the
to
rice
you.
And the meat.
Okay.
Do you want the guy from the restaurant to flick one of the shrimps into your mouth from a distance before you die?
I don't need that.
Okay.
Okay.
I would do just a bunch of bread. You know, with my gluten intolerance. Someone's gonna have to clean up after I'm gone, but it's not gonna be me. My mom used to make these potatoes and onions super crispy when I was growing up, so
delicious.
I'd want that. And then, you know, just to honor my mom and to remember her in that life
oh my God.
I had before I was
okay.
That champagne really, I honestly miss alcohol a lot.
How
it
fast
helps.
Does champagne hit you? Because, bam.
All right, I think we can all agree the healthiest way to work through marriage issues is by posting them on TikTok, obviously. Carrie Underwood is revealing why her husband bugs the hell out of her, but she still loves him. There's no coming back from that.
The clothes don't bother me. All the dead thing, all the animals. Why? Like,
because he is out back shooting some like, he's doing it.
Are these like animals he's killed and he's happy, he's proud about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a trophy room.
It's gross.
Yeah, listen, it's not my vibe. It's not
my vibe.
It's not what I want.
I'm not trying to wake up in the middle of the night to get water and run into the damn wolf on the street. I'm good. The rooster or whatever that was.
It is kind of scary.
What the hell is that?
I love that you saw a rooster. I just thought
it's a turkey.
It's proud of it. Oh, it's a turkey.
It's
okay,
a turkey.
Great. You killed a turkey.
Also, I mean, I love that she does. She really posted that with like no fear of any sort of like real job. I don't know.
That's... Well, she's posting this to country fans. Like they,
yeah, exactly.
They're fine with it.
They love it.
I would rather have all those dead things on the wall than ever date someone who had that much trucker hats. That was bad to me.
Yeah.
The clothes on the floor are the least of my concern.
Totally. I would agree with that. And most women think a stalker is a little too clingy, but not Cardi B. She's a super fan of Penn Badgley and his psychotic character on You, and turns out the feeling is mutual. They just swapped Twitter profile pics after a video of him complimenting her resurfaced. Cardi tweeted back saying she was famous because of it. This shows that Cardi is still... cool.
Yeah, I mean, you always think people know like who we are.
They do. They absolutely
like, I don't assume like people like know, like even someone, there's someone out there that doesn't know you. So
I don't believe it.
Oh.
I feel like if it was the reverse and somebody didn't know who Penn, if Cardi didn't know who Penn Badgley was,
no,
totally
yeah,
acceptable.
For sure.
But for him to not know who Cardi B, whether you want to know her or don't, you know her.
Yeah.
I love them both. I started following him because of this.
Really?
Oh my God, you see how that.
Yeah, I'm gonna slide to his DMs.
You.
That's.
Are you?
No,
that's
no,
what I'm
no,
gonna
not.
Set you up with is
no,
Penn Badgley.
I'm not, but I do love him. I just finished You. I don't know what the f was going on with this season. It does bother me that so many people love him on the show. Because I love Penn Badgley as an actor, but his character is out of his mind.
Out of his
and
mind.
There are so many women who are like, come stalk me. I feel like this is going to a very dangerous place.
But I kind of get it. I've always had a big crush on Lorena Babbitt, so.
Okay. You better stop putting that stuff in the universe. You're gonna come in here and
come in here a few pounds lighter, huh?
I wouldn't go a few pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. All
sure.
Right. We have to take a break, thank God. But coming up, a reality star is pushed so far he walks off the show. Can you believe it?
Oh.
And later we have a huge celebrity surprise for Nina, and it might just save her love life.
Woo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So you guys may have noticed we are all wearing purple tonight in support of Glad Spirit Day. Before you say anything, here's my purple ribbon. I have purple on as well, okay? All right, you guys can go to their website to learn more. All right, right now we have to talk about last night's Married at First Sight. Zach has reached his breaking point. He's sick of Michaela's mood swings, so she gives him her full blessing to leave. Sort of.
Uh-oh.
It's like you're two different Michaelas.
You can literally, like, go home tonight.
So let me get this straight. So you're not gonna ride back with me tomorrow? If that's the case, I'm going to leave tonight.
Good, bye.
No, I was making sure you...
Goodbye.
Oh.
Bye.
No, I came with you.
Go home now.
Oh!
I'll find a way home.
No, but we rode together. I can't just like leave you.
No. I'm telling you right now, I don't need you to take me home. You can go. Bye.
Wait, are they in the woods? Can we leave? The car leaving the editors, chef's kiss.
That was a good job.
Shout out to the editors. They don't get enough love because that was epic. Okay, sis, it's time for some work. Maybe it's time to do some shadow work.
I will say when she was saying that, all she was saying to him is, I need to get this aggression out. I'm furious at you. Yeah. I don't even know why. I feel backed up into a corner. And if you leave, I'm going to lose my mind. Mm-hmm. And you men fall for it every time. That's why she flipped out. And I would have done the same thing. And sometimes you get mad and you don't know why and you just need to scream at somebody. Can you tell I'm having a day?
Yeah.
I'm having a day and nothing romantic.
It's okay, girl.
Thank you, okay, Nina. Girl. She shared her balloon.
Take a balloon.
Yeah.
This is the issue I have when you're in an argument with your partner. Let me say that. As a woman, often you tell a man the same thing over and over again. Like, I'll tell you all the time to pick up your clothes. I'll tell you all the time that the things that I would like you to do or listen more. And you don't listen. You listen when I tell you to leave? Why is that the thing you're listening to?
Oh, good call.
Like, that's what I don't get. Well, you said for me to leave. I also told you to do all these other things so we didn't get here and you didn't do that. So why is this the one thing you're picking to do? Get your ass out of here then, because you really want to go.
It's the easiest thing of all the things you've asked us to do.
Exactly.
And also, because
it's
men...
the one thing we hear and we go, that's funny. It's the first thing you've mentioned that I also want to do right now. But you know what's funny is guys often can read between the lines. But the part in between the lines is you being crazy. So we don't want to tell you that. So instead we go, no, we just listen to you.
I know you're not clapping, Jose! You know what? The bottom line is so what? We're crazy and
what are you going to do?
Yeah,
you can't do nothing.
And then they don't want a non-crazy girl because she's boring and stuff.
And that's fact.
And that's a fact. All right. Yeah. Speaking of red flags, Tinder just released a new plus one feature for finding wedding dates. The world. Okay. You can specify if you have a party you need a date for or if you're willing to go with someone as their plus one.
That's kind of funny.
This is, like, convenient. A lot of users are saying it seems desperate.
I disagree. I'll never need a plus one to a wedding because I'd bring a friend and I'd have a great time. But I would love to go as somebody else's plus one, a stranger. I think
that
it'd
could be
so
quite
fun.
The nightmare.
Oh my God. Because I've been offered plenty of times just on Instagram from like people who watch the show. Yeah, women have been like, hey, I need a plus one to my wedding. I swear to God, it's happened.
I
need a plus one to my wedding?
Three to five times. No, to the wedding they're going to.
Oh.
And I say no because it's weird. There's like a baggage of like they knew who I am and everything, and I don't want to ever
hook
up.
Famous.
Oh my God. That is so, but also like you are because.
I can't with you, I can't.
I think that people are trying to connect more. I feel like this is like just another evolution of like the dating site thing. Like it's gonna just happen. People are gonna meet, this is how you connect. Yeah. And why not? I think it's gonna become less and less taboo. Like Agreed. There needs to be, like Bumble's great for friends. I hate all my friends. Oh. And I want to have new friends.
Don't tell them. Don't say that.
No, they know. So I.
Yeah, we know.
They know.
We know.
No, I love you too. I was actually in a really good mood. I was in a mood, and then I was like, I'm really excited to go pour my all into the show. But I think it's great. Yeah, I think it's. I don't have my cell phone or anything. I think it's 3 days in a row.
Good. I mean, love it.
All right. And if you're trying to go to a galaxy far, far away, you might only have to fly to Florida because there is currently an $11.5 million Star Wars house for sale. The home is 18,000 square feet and includes a full-size Darth Vader, a Princess Leia bedroom, a Frozen Han Solo, Star Wars bunk beds, and a Baby Yoda room. Okay, would you guys...
Elizabeth, did you find this?
Yeah.
Is this Elizabeth or Seth? Who pitched this? Step forward.
They only pitched it... They only pitched it after they tried their hardest to book it for a family vacation.
For like a work group, like all of us and the Nightly Pop producers, like that would be cute. With a bowling alley?
Oh.
Let's find a different $11 million home.
Bunch of drunk adults in there would be fun. No?
That's 20 minutes for me, Max. I don't know. Star Wars, I'm not so big on the Star Wars world. Like, this doesn't tickle my fancy. Like a Frozen Darth Vader, what the f was in there?
My dad is a huge Star Wars fan, so it doesn't turn me off as much. Like, we would watch this together, Return of the Jedi and all that stuff as a kid.
There's so many different versions. What's happening with
that? Picker. I'm not a monolith, honey. I'm all over the place. I'm a little bit of a sci-fi geek. I like a lot of different things.
She's eclectic.
Eclectic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this.
You got a comic book collection and everything.
You have a comic book collection?
Yeah.
What comics?
The Archie comics. Those are comic books, you guys. It's not Marvel or DC, but you, I still got some books. Special editions.
Yeah. Veronica.
Yeah.
Oh,
Betty and Veronica.
Betty and Veronica.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys are still on the show with those collectibles.
Anyway. We have to take another break. They'll talk about this over that. But coming up, we have a star-studded surprise for Nina.
Oh, boy. I'm scared.
Yeah!
Some of the biggest names in Hollywood are joining us to celebrate. That is next. Nina's birthday is tomorrow, but we are celebrating tonight with the gift of love.
Yeah!
That's right. It's time to play Nina
Baccarat!
All right, Nina.
What did y'all do?
Buckle up, baby. Buckle up. These guys are the sexiest, smartest, most gifted lovers in the world. So let's meet your first potential soulmate.
What's up, Nina? Listen, Big Ed here. Baby doll, I gotta wish you a happy birthday. I understand that you're single, and I want you to pick me up, okay? And here's what's gonna go down. Number one, Big Ed's gonna use the mouthwash so his breath is pretty. And two, I'm gonna wash your hair with mayonnaise, okay? So it's gonna be a lot of fun. So have a wonderful and safe birthday. And pick me!
Number one so far! That's gotta be number one!
Thank you, Big Ed. That was very nice of him.
Very sweet. We know it's a tough choice, but we have another contestant hoping to win your heart and your ass.
Oh!
Let's see who the lucky guy is.
Nina, this is Deontay from WeTV's Life After Lockup. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to you. And the reason why you should pick me is because I'm the best of both worlds. I'm sweet, I'm humble, I'm loyal AF, but I also got a naughty side. Everybody like a little bit of both. It's like Chris Cross say, I'm just a lovable, huggable type of guy. I'm ditzy, I could be a hot mess at times, but I'm a whole vibe once you get to meet me. That's why you should pick me.
Okay.
So happy birthday to you.
I truly love you guys. Like,
look at him.
I say, there's a lot of people in this world who don't listen to me, but the Nightly Popcast and crew, they listen to me.
We open with Gwyneth Paltrow. We put it in the show, Big Ed with Mayonnaise. This is a neat spectacular.
This has been star-studded.
Oh.
I have to say, I'm very impressed.
Guess what? We are not done yet, Nina.
Oh, this is not it. Oh, man, I was still
chomping
at the bit.
We got more. There's another mystery guest hoping to find love or lust with you.
Hello. My name is Anisha. I'm from Detroit. I want to say happy birthday to Nina Parker. Thank you for your Nina Parker collection. I am wearing it right now. Also, I want to know when you and Hunter are just going to come together and get it on.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Nina.
She looks a lot like Lonnie Love.
She does. She does. I was very early. She wanted to make sure.
I feel like she just did that this morning.
She did.
So who do you pick so far?
We're not done yet.
Does this mean you're in the running now?
She has to weigh all her options.
Well, if Blondie says I'm in the running, I'm in the running.
Okay.
You have more. Okay, so our final contestant.
I'm really scared. This is final. I know you guys saved the big one for last. I'm scared.
Is a bit of an enigma. Big word. Okay. He's a Hollywood outsider, but wants to ride off into the sunset with you.
Well, hello there, Miss Gossip Girl. It is I, Cowboy Dan. You may not have ever seen or heard of me, but that's because I am a wanted man in 3 or 4 states. One is depression. Maybe you can help me with that.
When did you
I'll
do
tell
this?
You a little bit about myself. 2 things everybody must know. I weigh more than 148 pounds, contrary to what my damn quack doctor said. 2, I am fastest orgasm in the West, and I am talking about myself. Listen. I have been alone for a while. There have not been a lot of suitors where I am from. So I've spent most of my time with my horse. I love you. Always have, always will. Dan signing out.
Dan. All right.
Were you a part of this?
Take it in. I know.
This is truly disturbing. This is the most disturbing birthday I've ever had.
Which guy gets your final rose?
They clean up nice, don't they?
Big Ed, Deontay, Hunter.
You know.
Or Cowboy Dan.
I think I'm gonna have you know, like in college, you take a gap year.
Yes.
I did that the whole four years. I think I'm gonna take some time off.
Yes.
From dating?
You're gonna do that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna choose. The options are so vast and amazing.
Yes.
I'm gonna take a little break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Hunter, it's not you, but that's okay.
But is it Cowboy Dan?
Okay. One last surprise before we go, okay? This is Hunter's gift.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a painting?
Nina, what did I tell you before the thing?
Hunter said it's gonna make me emotional.
I said it has the potential to, and then I said, should I show you on the show? And you said,
I said, I'm not gonna get emotional.
Oh, no, I'm too pregnant. Don't do it. Oh.
This is my aunt that passed away. It's her birthday today.
I DM'd your sister. I asked her who I should paint for you, and she said, your aunt. So.
We were very close. Happy birthday, Auntie Susan. It's your birthday today.
Okay,
yep, you won.
Yep. You won for everybody. We, of course, got you a real cake as well, Nina. So happy birthday from us to you. We love you.
Oh, this is so nice, you guys. I'll cheers to it.
Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, you're cheersing for both of me. Happy birthday.
Yes,
we love you.
This is the best birthday ever. Thank you, guys.
This was very fun. That's it for us. You guys, set those DVRs, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Yay.